In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. So if you're looking for a job in tech, there are 8 cities in particular that offer the best high-wage tech jobs. Real quick, they are Seattle, San Francisco, San Jose, Austin, Raleigh, Washington, Baltimore, and Boston. These tech hubs account for more than 27% of the listings for tech jobs in the U.S. Joining us now with more, patching in from D.C., is The Wall Street Journal's Josh Zumbrun. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
Among the higher-wage jobs, ones that pay over 100 grand, it's interesting. 4 out of 10 of these openings are in these particular 8 cities. Is that striking? You note in your piece that in theory, these jobs can really be done anywhere. What do we make of this major concentration?
Yeah, it's striking for a couple reasons. I mean, the one is that theoretically, these tech jobs, you could do them from anywhere, right? I mean, why couldn't you have somebody who's located in Salt Lake City? Why couldn't you have somebody who's located in a rural area do this work? But in practice, what this research is finding is that the really high-wage tech jobs, not only are they more concentrated than medium tech jobs, but they're getting more and more concentrated over time. So if you look back even just 3 years ago, it was only about a third of tech jobs that were in just these 8 leading tech hub cities. And now, so far in 2017, it's 40% of the jobs that look like they're in these 8 cities.
Do we know why these metro cities in particular are lending themselves to being such a good fit for a tech hub? What is it about these types of areas in particular that make tech folk gravitate there?
Well, you can kind of think of like 2 forces that are pushing in opposite directions. One would be the incredible cost of these cities. The 8 cities are some of the most expensive in the country. San Francisco, San Jose, Seattle, Boston, right. Washington, D.C. I mean, these are really expensive places to live. And so you would think that that would be the kind of force pushing people away from here. But the force that ends up being more powerful, it seems like, is the incredible kind of depth of talent that are in these markets. You know, if you want to open up a really cutting-edge software company and you want to hire, you know, 20, 50, 100 people for it, well, if you go to San Francisco, it's going to be expensive, but man, you can get really good people. And it ends up being that effect, being able to get a bunch of really good people all together in the same room, that seems to be an even more powerful effect than the fact that these cities are getting unbelievably expensive.
Let's talk a little bit about the jobs in particular. What constitutes a higher-end tech job? Tech is a lightning pace industry, and as such, there are all sorts of cutting-edge new tech occupations. What kind of jobs are we talking about here?
So for the research in question here, they were looking at computer occupations, computer programmers, and their definition of the good job was really just based off the salary. These are jobs that pay over $100,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of these things, a lot of the occupations that qualify for this are very cutting-edge type of things, you know, machine learning engineers, computer vision engineers, engineering project managers, you know, stuff that's very, very complex. And that's why you can kind of see the logic of them being clustered in a very small number of areas. I mean, it's hard for lots of cities to develop deep pools of people who are really experienced with machine learning. But if you have a couple of cities, you know, like these, you can develop a market of a lot of different people who have worked on different aspects of this problem. And that's part of why we're seeing this concentration.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Josh Zumbrun about the top cities for tech jobs. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you, who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you, no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work, but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. So, Josh, at the end of the day, though, Silicon Valley is still the alpha tech city, right? Do any of the others come close as far as the share of tech jobs? Is there a city in particular emerging among the rest, or is that even foreseeable as of right now?
Silicon Valley is still kind of, it stands alone for the sheer number of tech jobs, over 20%, I think, of the jobs in Silicon Valley are in these like very specialized computer occupations. The jobs that are in Silicon Valley in the tech space are very high wage. And, you know, San Francisco, which is right there in the Bay Area, I mean, they're 50 miles from each other or whatever, has a similar profile now. And the other city that's kind of getting close is Seattle. You know, that's the home of Amazon and Microsoft.
Sure.
And they've really built up a whole ecosystem of really talented engineers. But really nobody else is close to that. So when you hear a city on the radio or, you know, they're saying, oh, we're the next Silicon Valley, well, they're not quite there yet.
Very interesting. Josh Zumbrunn, thanks very much for the time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks again to The Wall Street Journal's Josh Zumbrunn. This has been The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more insights, enable The Wall Street Journal skill on any device with Amazon Alexa. Get all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.